Welcome to the Your Soul is Calling podcast. I'm your host, Jade Seto, mindset and life coach, energy worker, and manifestation expert. And this podcast is really my opportunity to just say it how it fucking is. So, let's be unapologetic and stepping into our fullest potential. And let's be real. We all want to create a shitload of abundance and fulfillment in this life. I want this show to connect you with your soul. This is for the multidimensional woman, or maybe just the spiritually curious woman who is ready to go all in on life, business, and big dreams. So, let's stop playing small and awaken together so we can be free and get really real. If you're ready for expansion, big shifts, and evolution to unlock your gifts and speak your truth to live your best life ever, then you have come to the right place. So let's get real, let's get raw, and start fucking listening, because babes, your soul is calling. Hello, and before we get into this week's episode, I just want to take a moment to talk about my 12-week Soul Shift program. We start on March the 1st, and I'm open, or we're taking applications and registrations now. So if this is something that you might be interested in, you can find all the links in the show notes to apply. And this is for you, really, if you feel like you are somebody who speaks negatively to yourself, or you have repeated habits or patterns of sabotage, whether it's new relationships, new projects, or new routines, whatever it is that you're calling into your life, or maybe you just feel like you're not where you want to be yet. If maybe you're feeling a little bit trapped or stuck in your current situation, maybe you don't like your job or any circumstances or a relationship, and you feel like you want to see a way out, but you just need to get out of your own way. And maybe, you know, maybe that's for different reasons why you can't. Maybe you're comparing yourself to others, or you're not quite sure what it is that you want to do. You need more clarity or a way to live in alignment. Maybe you get overwhelmed quite easily, or find that you resort to distraction techniques such as procrastination or perfectionism, or maybe you just struggle with motivation and willpower. So this is for you if you feel like you are trying to control the different outcomes of situations in your life because of fears of uncertainty, not knowing what's going to happen, maybe the fear of failure or fear of judgment, wondering what other people might have to say about you, and you know that it's holding you back and limiting you. If you feel like you have more to offer the world than you currently are, and you have a lot of limiting and negative habits, then this is going to be the perfect program for you to remove all that mental fear and limitation so you can create more freedom, so you can create more abundance, more harmony, or more fulfillment, peace, maybe inner trust. Trusting yourself might be an issue, wondering if you've made the right decision, or wondering if you're going to regret decisions that you've made. If you want more contentment, you want to experience unconditional self-love and worth so you can believe that you're worthy exactly as you are without fear, then this is going to help you to tap in to the real and authentic you beneath it all, beneath the surface. If you're ready to start becoming more powerful, more successful, and start embodying a higher version of you because you have that deep inner urge to uncover and reveal your true power that you know is inside there somewhere, or you're ready to just smash through whatever is blocking you or standing in your way, whether it's a mental or energetic level, then this is going to be the perfect program for you. Maybe you felt like you've been ready for this before now and you've just been waiting for the right time. So if that is you, then the time is now, because there is never a better time than now to take control of your life with both hands. Because ultimately, you are in charge of how you want to feel every day. You are in control of what reality you choose to create for yourself. And I use the word choose because it really does come down to a choice. We can allow our limiting stories, you know, the stories that we tell ourselves, to stop us from taking action on a daily basis, or we can choose to overcome them. Our sole purpose is very, very simple. But what happens is we complicate things by searching outside ourselves ourselves for the answers that are inside, and we end up looking to the external for answers. But your soul is simply waiting for you to give it to the command. So what we need to do is learn what is holding us back so we can start to shift it. On this program, you're going to learn to know exactly what it is that you want, but also how to get it. So you can ditch people-pleasing, approval-seeking behavior, and limiting negative behavior for good. So you can start living a life for you. And this is going to give you so much freedom, so much liberation and independence, because you're not going to have to feel like you are not good enough or you're not doing enough. Often our unconscious patterns and fears are what are holding us back. So once we really start to get to the bottom of it, we start to open ourselves to more opportunity without feeling overwhelmed with the change or the fear of not knowing what's going to happen, the uncertainty. You know, a lot of the time, the mental fear is what's holding us back from taking action. Once we let go of attachments that are keeping us trapped, that constantly leave us feeling disappointed, we can allow ourselves to feel empowered by everything that happens to us. And we can really start to feel like the universe always has our back. And that is going to help us manifest with so much surrender, ease, and flow. Once we make better choices with confidence, so if you're feeling that you lack confidence or, you know, you need to cultivate more self-belief, then this is going to be the perfect 12-week program for you. It's 12 weeks of energy work, soul wound healing, mindset work, so you can really set goals and intentions that are aligned with what it is that you truly want instead of conforming to what you think or believe is expected of you. Our self-sabotage and procrastinating ways can really limit us and take control of our life. And often our emotions control us instead of us having control. So if you're someone who really struggles to see your plans through, or, you know, you just want to cultivate some more inner peace and live stress-free by creating more freedom in your life, then join me for 12 weeks of the Soul Shift program. We start on March the 1st, and I can't wait for this round. So if you're ready to join me, take a look, take a link in the show notes. I'm going to put a link for you to apply in the show notes. I have payment options available as well. And I can't wait to hopefully see you in the program for the next round. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Your Soul is Calling podcast. Today we are talking about how to trust and how to surrender, because I've learned one thing, and that is by surrendering into what is going to happen for us, we can actually alleviate a lot of our pain and a lot of our suffering. And I've noticed that the more that I try to control everything that happens in my life, the more harder it becomes. So no matter what it is, as humans, no matter how much we try, we have this natural tendency to want to control the outcome of every situation that happens in our life, because we want that certainty. And certainty is actually the number one human need. It's a basic human need that as humans, we need to have certainty. We want to know what's going to happen, right? We want to know that every night we've got a bed to sleep in. We want to know that we've got food on the table. We want to know that we are safe and we are secure. And we want to know that everything is going to work out exactly as we want it to. Now, we have these fundamental basic human needs, which is something that I spoke about in previous episodes. However, as humans, like I said, we do add in all these extra needs that we believe we need to be happy, satisfied, and fulfilled. But it just doesn't work like that, okay? The universe and the world and life, it just doesn't work like that, because it's absolutely impossible to know the outcome of every situation that's going to happen. So like I spoke before about the irrational beliefs, we end up playing this game and, you know, doing this dance with life, trying to control stuff. And it ends up being a game that we can never win. And we always leave ourselves feeling disappointed or gutted when we don't get the outcome that we want. So the best thing that we can do is to just surrender to any outcome and trust. And when we do that, that's when we become really powerful. And that's when we can manifest and co-create our reality with the universe and really create the desires, or, you know, achieve the desires that we've always wanted. So first of all, I want to start off by saying that surrendering isn't a thing, but it's more of an energy that you embody. It's not something that you do, okay? It's not something that you do and something that you learn, but it's something that you become, an energy that you become and that you embody. And it's not easy, because I struggle with this as well. This is something that every human struggles with. We want to know the outcome. We find it hard to surrender. You know, we get in our head so much, we end up overthinking, trying to control things, and we end up causing more pain and suffering. So one thing I want to say is remembering that to make space for the old must crumble first. In order to make space for the new, the old has to go. Otherwise, there's not enough space for everything. And this is something that I like to remind people as well. If life is feeling quite chaotic for you at the moment, if you feel like everything is crumbling around you and you're losing your grip on your reality, remember that this is not always a bad thing, because when things feel like they are breaking down, often they are breaking down for a reason. And normally just before our biggest achievements and breakthroughs, we experience the most chaos. Just before our biggest breakthroughs, we experience ultimate chaos. In life, most of our struggles, from frustration to anxiety, from anger to sadness, from worry to fear, they all come from being too tightly attached to something, or maybe someone. And when we're worried, we are tightly attached to how we want things to be. Rather than relaxing into accepting whatever might happen and trusting that it will always be the best outcome, because the universe always has our back and sometimes knows what's better for us more than what we do. Now, also, when we're frustrated with someone, it's because we're attached of how we want them to be. Rather than just accepting them as the wonderful person that they are, warts and all, faults and all, you know, people can be wonderfully different to how we want them to be, but we struggle to accept it. And when we have bad and toxic and negative habits, it's because we're actually attached to things being easy and comfortable all the time. And we're attached to the benefit or the reward that comes with that situation. Even when you do not like your situation, there is always, always a benefit in every situation, even if you can't see it now. So in order to release that pain, in order to release that discomfort and struggle, you have to be ready to accept that being too attached or clinging too tightly to something is actually the cause of your struggles. Now, we need to cultivate this ability to just let it go, just loosen that attachment, just let go, surrender. And trust me, it's easier said than done. Any of us who have tried to let go of attachments knows how it's not so easy to put into practice, even when we keep telling ourselves, because our minds are clinging tightly and we don't want to let go. It's like that relationship that you can't let go of. It's like that bad habit or negative habit that you have, you know, or when you really, really want things to go your way. It actually hurts inside when we don't get what we want, which is why when some of us settle in life, it hurts, because our higher self and our soul knows what it came here for. It hurts so, so bad. But if we let go of the attachment, it actually doesn't hurt as much. And the more that we hold on, the more pain that we cause ourselves. When we let go, not only does it not hurt so much, but we also begin to shift and see the situation from a different perspective. And this allows us to surrender, and this allows us to flow and to trust and to have faith. So in this podcast, I'm going to give you my tips on how we can let go and how we can trust more. So one of the biggest things that helped me, first of all, is number one, meditation. When we are meditating, we are focusing on the present. And what this does is it allows you to detach worrying about the future. And then when you are meditating, you are becoming the observer of your thoughts. And when you become the observer, you realize that this is just a story playing out in your mind, as every situation is temporary. Nothing in this world is permanent, nothing. And when I was in hospital, it is something that messages kept getting sent through that, you know, this is just a moment in time. This is just a moment in time. And whenever anyone is suffering or feeling low, I do remind them that this is just temporary. Nothing is permanent. It's not going to be this way forever. And the sooner that we realize that, the easier it becomes to understand that we actually cannot control anything. So therefore, there is no point in wasting our time and energy in trying to. All we are doing is setting ourselves up for more pain and more suffering along the way. So if you are not meditating, I know there are so many benefits to meditation. However, this is one way to look at it, that you can just let go and become the observer. You step outside the situation, become the observer of your thoughts and realize that it's just a story. Like everything is a story playing out in your mind. So that's my first tip for today. Now, the second tip for today is looking at the big picture. Remembering that there is a bigger picture at play here. You just can't see it now because you're in the situation. And when you're in it, how can you see it? Because you feel like you are suffering. You feel like your world's going to end. Everything feels so dark and dingy, and it doesn't feel like there's much light or much joy. But if you can remember to remind yourself to take a step back and see the bigger picture, to realize that this is maybe how things are just supposed to go for the highest good of everybody. Sometimes we do not have all the answers, and that is okay. There's nothing wrong with that. We do not need to have all the answers all the time. How boring would life be if we had all the answers all the time? Sometimes we don't know how things are going to unfold in the future because we can't see anything from where we are standing right now. And that is one of the beautiful mysteries of our lives. That is what is beautiful about being human and having this experience that we are having at the moment in this 3D reality of Earth, of humanity, is realizing that the mysteries of life are some of the most beautiful things that we have. Sometimes we are pleasantly surprised. Sometimes where you are sitting right now, you can't see it for the good of you, because maybe if you took a step back, you could see the big picture, but you can't see the big picture when you're in it. So remembering that maybe there is a benefit in what's going on right now, you just can't see it from where you are right now. Remembering there's a bigger picture at play. We are just a tiny little speck of what is really going on out there. We are hurtling through space on this big ball called the planet. And, you know, when you put things in perspective and you shift your perspective and realize how tiny this moment in time is, you can cultivate some strength and make a shift in the situation, no matter how bad you are feeling right now. So, meditation and looking at the big picture leading me on to my third point, which is faith. And this is something that is quite weird, actually, because my boyfriend always says to me, "Core, like, how do you believe in things that you can't see?" And I'm like, "Mate, it's called faith. I believe in my spiritual practice. I have so much faith in the power of the universe. I have faith that the universe always has my back and everything is always working out in my favor, even if I feel like shit." Because just because things are not turning out how you want to right now doesn't mean that there may not be a better outcome for you further down the line. It is our job, remember, to declare what we desire to the universe. And the how and the when is actually none of our concern. And I am going to go a little bit deeper into this because I am going to do an episode on manifestation. But one of the biggest things I say is that, you know, it's not our job to know how and when things are going to happen. That's up to the universe. It's not up to us. Our job is to know what we want and why we want it and declare that we want it. And leave the rest up to the universe, because that is not your job. And this is all cultivated through faith. If you don't have faith, then you don't have nothing, and you're always going to be expecting the worst outcome. Faith is so important, no matter what you believe in, whether you believe in God, whether you believe in yourself, whether you believe in fate, whether you believe in manifestation or the powers of the universe. But faith is so important. No matter what it is that you believe in, you have to have faith. And when you cultivate some faith, you can give yourself some peace. And then you can understand that things are unfolding exactly as they should. You know, in divine timing, things are unfolding exactly as they should and as they always were planned. Because remember that your soul chooses everything beforehand. We have soul contracts. Now, soul contracts can be broken, but we do have soul contracts. And when we get hurt in life, I like to think of it as in little contracts that you've made with people that they are going to push all your buttons so you can learn the lessons that you need to learn for the evolution of your soul. So let's move on to step four, which is trust. Trusting that things are always working out perfectly for you, even if you can't see it right now. The universe knows better than you. The universe knows more than you. And you don't always know what's best for you, even if you think you do. Have you ever gone for a job, for example, and you've not got that job you wanted and you've been so disappointed? I'm going to use this as an example. So disappointed, and then you end up getting an even better job. But you wouldn't have even gone for that better job if you had have got the first job. So even though at the time you never got the outcome that you wanted because you got rejected and, you know, you felt really shitty at the time because you felt really bad about yourself because the job didn't want you, it turns out that that turned out to be for the best because you ended up going for an even better job. And it's the same with, I think about that with all the rejection that I've had from men in the past, all the relationships that didn't work out. Every time I thought I really wanted someone because I'd fooled myself into thinking they were the right person for me. But actually, if I'd have got with them, I probably would have had a real miserable time and a really shitty relationship and probably wasted or not had a great years of my life, wasted time, you know, because the person that I'm with now is actually the person that is right for me. And maybe I'd have never got with them if I'd have been with different people. So that's another example of how you don't always know what's best for you, even if you think you do. And you can get really attached to people, to jobs, to situations, even when they're not right for you, because the ego doesn't like that rejection. We fear rejection, we fear judgment, and it doesn't make us feel so good at that moment in time. However, further down the line, you can look back and you can see how it was the best thing that ever happened to you. Now, the last thing I'm going to talk about, well, second to last thing actually, is the energy that you come from, the energy of desperation. And just like people, the universe does not respond well to needy and beggy energy of desperation. Learn to let go and chill the fuck out just a little more. Whenever you are desperate and needy, it's a bit of a turn off. Have you ever had someone, you know, we can't help it, we're humans, it's not the nicest trait, but when people are really beggy and needy and they keep asking you for something over and over again and you're like, all right, mate, like I said I'd do it, like give me a moment, and it gets annoying. And the more that you beg and the more that you kind of keep asking over and over again, which is another big block when it comes to manifestation, asking for something over and over again, the more that you repel your desires, the more that you repel that person, because nobody likes needy, beggy energy of desperation, including the universe. So check yourself and check what energy you are coming from. Are you acting out of desperation? Are you acting out of fear? Are you coming from a place of fear or desire? Are you doing it because you're worried that people are going to judge you, or you're worried about what people think about you? Or are you doing it because you actually really want it and it's going to fulfill you, satisfy you, and bring you joy and happiness in your life? Now, I'm going to move on to the next point. And this is something that really helped me, and it's the biggest thing of all, is remembering that when we reincarnate into a human, when our soul goes through many lifetimes, when we come into this life, we forget everything. We forget everything, everything that we planned, all those soul contracts, all those lessons that we chose, the reason, our soul path, our soul calling, our soul purpose, we forget everything. And as we go down our spiritual path, we are going back to what we already know. We are becoming who we already are. We are going through a process of remembering what we came here for, remembering who the fuck we are. But the mind is conditioned to seek familiarity and comfort. And the mind or the ego wants to keep us safe. It wants to keep us grounded. It wants to keep us connected to our human body. However, It does that through familiarity and comfort, and those methods of keeping us safe are actually faulty. It's trying to keep us safe, but what it does, it keeps us trapped in routine. It keeps us trapped in familiarity. It keeps us trapped in mediocrity. And therefore, we never actually expand and step out of our comfort zone because the mind wants to keep us safe and stuck in the same routine. Now, that doesn't mean that that's fulfilling or that's happy. It's just what the mind is programmed to do. And the problem is we listen to our mind and our ego way, way, way too much. And we can sometimes forget to listen to our higher self. And we can sometimes forget to listen to our soul. Anything that is unknown in our life is deemed unsafe by our mind or ego. So every time you go to do something new, something that you've not done before, every time you expand, every time you evolve, every time you grow, anytime you do anything for the first time, your brain or your mind or ego is going to trigger warning signs, and they will get you stuck in your head overthinking, thinking, shit, wait, what could go wrong here? And what happens is when we are heading somewhere new or somewhere what our soul knows it came here to do, our soul knows this, remember, it chose it. That's why we desire it. If we have a desire, it means that it is meant for us. The deeper that we go, the more unfamiliar things become. So forget about the mind, forget about your ego, forget about that narrative, that story that's playing out in your mind. If we need to know everything, then how are we going to trust? And how are we ever going to move forward if we need to know the outcome of what is going to happen? Because the truth is, we're never going to know the outcome of what's going to happen when we're trying something new. So until we learn this, we're going to keep experiencing the same situations. Until we learn that we need to surrender, we're going to have to keep learning the same lessons, because surrender itself is an actual lesson. So how do we let go of fear? Because really and truly, it's the fear that is stopping you from surrendering. And I believe that fear is the opposite of freedom. When we are fearful, we are trapped and we are stuck. And when we are free, we are open, we are surrendering, we are living with trust. We are navigating through this lifetime, trusting with an open heart. Nothing good ever comes from fear. We can never manifest anything good from fear. Whenever we make decisions from fear, nothing good ever comes from that. So if we let the mind control what we're going to do, we're never going to get to a place of trust. And we're never ever going to have a deeper and higher meaning or purpose in the life that we are living. We're always going to be navigating through fear. We're always going to be in our comfort zone. We're always going to be stuck, not wanting to expand or move forward. So here are some final tips to help you trust. Number one is practice forgiveness. Practice forgiveness. When you practice forgiveness, that is going to help you trust. When you practice forgiveness, that is going to help you understand that even though bad things happen, sometimes you are still here to live to tell the tale. Nothing bad can happen when you are practicing forgiveness and living and navigating through your life with an open heart. Remember that you are love. We are all love, and love exists within all of us. Remember to get into nature, because nature is source. And when we are close to nature, we are close to source. We are more open. We're living with an open heart, and it becomes so much easier to embody that energy of surrender and trust. Remember that we are all connected. As within, so without. As above, so below. We are all connected. And one of the biggest wounds, which is something I'm going to talk about in another episode, is the wound of separation, where we have convinced ourselves that we are not all connected to each other. Therefore, when we are judging other people, we are really judging ourselves. Remembering that is going to help you let go of the fear of judgment and let you just open and surrender and trust to whatever outcome is there for you. Remembering to practice gratitude. Practicing gratitude is going to help you embody a higher purpose and higher energy, and feel that love and connectedness, and feel that, you know, when you are feeling gratitude, you are embodying a really high frequency instead of a low energetic dense frequency. Remember to journal. When you journal, it brings you awareness over all your different thought processes and patterns and helps you to surrender a little bit more into the process and let go of some of the fears that are trapped in your ego mind that are holding you back from expanding or stepping out of your comfort zone. Remembering to get in touch with your emotions. Your emotions are just energy moving through your body. Emotion, energy in motion. When we learn to embody our emotions, mindset work really is only going to get you so far. We need to learn to trust and get in touch with our emotions because your emotions are energy moving through your body. Remembering that your soul has a plan. Your soul always had a plan, and we are going through this spiritual journey or process of remembering that plan, remembering who we are, remembering who we came here to be, because remember, we've forgotten. We forget it all when we reincarnate into a human. So really and truly remembering that there is always a bigger plan and purpose at play, just go with it and trust the plan. And remembering that we came here to learn lessons. Maybe these outcomes are part of your lessons. It's going to help with the evolution of your soul, because the soul cannot evolve as well in spirit form as what it can when it is in human form, because we experience all these emotions of joy, love, sadness, grief. It's all part of the process. It's all part of the lessons that you are here to learn. And your soul chose every lesson that you are here to learn. And until you learn those lessons, you are going to keep reliving those experiences until you learn the lessons that your soul came here to learn. So remembering that surrendering and trust is one of those lessons. It's what your soul came here to experience. So I hope that really helped, because I get a lot of questions when it comes to surrendering and trust. And it's one of the biggest blocks that is going to hold you back from up-leveling. It's one of the biggest blocks that's going to stop you from feeling fulfillment and joy. And once you start to embody the energy of surrender and trust more, the less pain that you will feel. The more that you hold on, the more that you try and control the outcome of every little situation in your life, the more pain that you are going to experience, the more suffering you are going to experience, the more anxiety, the more fear, the more sadness, the more worry is what you're going to experience every time you are too tightly attached to something. And trust me, if you are not willing to let go of some of your attachments, the universe will take them away from you. So you actually learn to surrender. And when things are taken away from you, it can be so painful. It can be one of the worst experiences of that we can feel as humans, you know, losing someone you love, losing people, letting go of things that you really, really, really value and that you really are attached to. So sometimes the universe is going to take those things away from you. So the more or the sooner that you embody that energy of surrender, the less that is going to happen to you and the more peace you're going to feel when it comes to navigating through this life. So on that note, if you have any questions about surrendering, please feel free to connect with me on Instagram. Please feel free to contact me. If you enjoyed this episode, please do let me know, because I love hearing from you. I love hearing your feedback on all these episodes. I hope that this episode has been helpful, because trust me, I've been through this myself. I've had to learn this lesson quite a lot. I've had to lose a lot of things that I've held dearly to me. And, you know, it's been a rough ride. I'm not going to pretend that this has been something that's been really easy for me or something that I've completely bloody nailed, if I'm honest. I'm still learning every day. I still have to let go. And sometimes I'm like, aha, surrender, Jade, surrender. It's not something that's easy, but you know, it is what it is. And on that note, I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much for joining me in this episode, and I'll see you in the next episode. Hello, I can't thank you enough for joining me today on the Your Soul is Calling podcast. I hope you've had some inspiration and big takeaways from today's discussion. If you have, please rate and review this podcast because it really means so much to me. And let's connect on Instagram. Feel free to screenshot this episode, share to your stories, and tag me if you feel called to. I absolutely love sharing this podcast with you, and I'm looking forward to connecting with you in the future. In the meantime, don't forget to listen to yourself, connect with yourself, and connect with your soul.